Sunday marked the beginning of Lunar New Year. This year, authorities are unfortunately trying to sort out a mass shooting in a mostly Asian American city just outside of Los Angeles, where at least 10 people were killed. Overall, the Lunar New Year is one of the most important holidays for people of the Asian diaspora. Families gather around food to wish each other good fortune and to pay respect to their elders. Everyone celebrates a little differently as families broaden and traditions evolve over the generations. WUWM's Lena Tran spoke with Karina Tran and Mark Nielsen, the owners of Hue, a Vietnamese restaurant in Bayview. They shared what Lunar New Year means to them.
For Karina Tran, the chef and owner at Hue, the meaning of the holiday is clear.
For me, it is family, tradition, celebration.
Tran's mother is Buddhist and prepares offerings to the ancestors over a three-day period at her home. The family has been in Southeast Wisconsin since they came from Vietnam in 1975.
We go there almost every day to stop in to eat, to see my siblings so my son can see his cousins.
Mark Nielsen, Tran's husband and business partner, has embraced the holiday.
As someone who didn't traditionally experience the holiday, it's really interesting to see how the holiday is celebrated and how important it is. Like I've had it explained to me, it's like Christmas, New Year's, the 4th of July, and the World Series all rolled into one.
Tran and Nielsen say celebrating the New Year, or Tet, can feel odd sometimes, like they're straddling two worlds. It's not a holiday that everyone gets off from work. But for many people who celebrate, business comes to a halt.
Here in the U.S., we're a Vietnamese restaurant. We deal with Asian distribution, and all of a sudden you might need something. And we head down to Chicago, we're like, they might be closed for 7 days or for 10 days. And we're like, oh yeah, we forgot that.
There's one treat that many Vietnamese families celebrate the new year with.
Bánh chưng, my mom, she makes them from scratch. She's gotten her grandkids to come over and she teaches them how to make them. It's kind of an art. It's sticky rice and it can have pork belly on the inside with mung beans and then sweet rice, and then you wrap it in the banana leaves and you steam it.
Bánh chưng are hefty, like a brick. You can slice them up and fry them or eat a piece warmed up, sprinkled with sugar on top. Tran's mother will set a table, heavy with food, and they invite ancestors to join them. Tran remembers always having egg rolls, boiled chicken, beef skewers, and sweet rice.
There's also material offerings, like joss paper. So there'll be joss paper in the form of currency.
Little clothing, cars, watches.
The gifts are meant for loved ones in the next life. Things to wish them a happy new year, too. The table is set in a specific way.
There's a right way to do it. We've been told, you know, on many occasions, you know, set that there. Nope, set that over there. That's going to go on that side. Nothing about it is random.
Unfortunately, I have not learned. There's always six seats at the offering table. The different compartmentalized areas I'm not familiar with as far as when you do offerings to ancestors, just that you do it and it helps clear out the bad luck and it helps bring in the new luck and good fortune for the new year.
For members of the first generation like Tran, it can be tough knowing there's a right way to do something, but not knowing exactly how to do it.
The older generation kind of expects us to know, and there's so many things being here that kind of pull us in so many different ways. There's also language barrier. I don't speak fluent Vietnamese, but I can understand Vietnamese, but they tend to not explain what it is about.
A mixed family like hers and Nielsen's adds another learning curve.
I try to jump in and help sometimes if there's anything in question. I'll go in and make the mistake and I'll just get passed off because it's like, well, you don't know what you're doing. And I go, nope, I don't. So yeah, I'll take the heat for that.
Tran and Nielsen say they want to carry on the traditions they've learned. Maybe Tran says she needs to sit down with her mom, ask lots of questions. They figure their ways might end up looking a little different than Tran's mother's.
Sometimes I envision like my dad and my aunt, my grandma coming in. If they saw a piece of pizza there, I think they'd like it, you know? So I always envision my dad being like, oh, hey, thanks for changing things up. Because my dad has passed a number of years ago.
Maybe it's not true to tradition, but it's true to their family's experience. Lena Tran, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.